What's going on? It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now. It's myself, McKenzie, producer Porkchop, intern Chloe Money, holding things down the rest of the show. Probably sleeping, probably on vacay. Hopefully they'll be up for this, though, because it is juicy. It's time for group therapy. Here's the deal. We have Ashley on the line. Ashley wrote into us saying she was strapped for cash. We feel you, girl. Needed some extra money for the holidays. So she was like, hey, what do I have that's valuable? My diamond ring. Was going to sell her diamond. And we want to know what is happening. Ashley, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ash. So no shame in that game. Everyone's strapped. We got to buy all the presents and things. So you were going to sell your engagement ring. What's going on?
I feel dumbfounded, honestly. Like, I've been lied to my entire life. Oh. Okay, so like you said, I was trying to get some extra money to pay for these gifts. We've been sort of in a tight spot right now. And I normally only wear my wedding band anyway, so I didn't think my husband would really ever notice if I went and, you know, got rid of my engagement ring. I really thought we would make like a couple thousand off it at least.
Yeah, and like that pressure, it'll alleviate some pressure, some stress. I mean, it stinks.
Yeah.
You never want to have to do that, but, you know, you got to do it to desperate times, right?
Yeah, and who knows, you know, we can get another one another time. But so, yeah, I went to the jewelry store where I thought he bought it, and I was so embarrassed to find out that it's fake.
Mm. It's, oh, no.
It's fake like CZ, like cubic zirconia fake, you know?
You had no idea at all?
No. I'm mortified.
What did they say to you when you're like expecting, oh, this is worth, you know, a couple thousand, and they're like, hey...
No, the jeweler, not only, like, not even $100. The jeweler told me it was probably worth, like, $75 top.
I mean, is this that big of a deal, though, you know? Because, like, it's, you know, what's most important is the love, not the
ring. Are you kidding me, though? Well, like, it's a lie. I thought he saved for a long time for it, you know?
So like, he never, I mean, obviously, you were he never said, hey, this. You thought this was a real diamond that you've been wearing. How long have you been wearing it?
7 years.
Okay, so then you're embarrassed. Then what do you do? Do you call him? Do you storm home? Does he know?
I got really upset, and I marched home. I started yelling at him, you know, the whole thing. I called him a liar for giving me this fake rock. It just really upset me, and now he's mad at me.
Why is he for selling it?
Yeah, for trying to sell it in the first place. He says that it represents our love for each other and our engagement and all that.
Yeah,
you know,
see,
as much as $75 can really express that. But yeah, so he's upset at me. Like, I don't even know what to do, because how could he possibly be upset at me for this?
Okay, when we got to open up the phone lines here. 833-563-2539. Who is in the right here? Should Ashley be mad at her man because she was wearing a fake rock the entire time, didn't know? Or is he in the right for being upset that she was going to sell the engagement ring he proposed with, but she needed the extra cash, so was kind of going to do it on the DL? Oh, girl. I just am mortified for you at the jewelry store. I feel really bad because I cannot even picture that moment when they told you that.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Oh, man, this is hot. The phone lines are blowing up. What's going on? It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Group therapy in session. We have Ashley on the line. Ashley, in a nutshell, was strapped for cash, went to sell her engagement ring on the DL, wanted a couple thousand for her diamond. Come to find out, not a real diamond. It is cubic zirconium, not worth a thousand, maybe worth $75. All right, Ashley, people want to talk to you. We were wondering, is Ashley in the wrong? Is her husband in the wrong? Because he's mad at her for even attempting to sell it. She's mad at him because she's like, all my life, our married life, it's been a lie. Okay, Chops, who do we have on the phone?
Katie is pretty heated first, so let's go to Katie.
All right, hey, Katie, what do you think? Who is in the right? These two are not speaking. They're not on speaking terms right now.
I literally have so many opinions about this. So first of all, if you're strapped for cash around the holiday season, it's nothing new that Christmas comes in December. So if you need to start saving in July or even in February, you know what? Then that's what you got to do. You don't go behind your husband's back because you'd be mad if he did the same thing to you, first of all. Second of all, she's not mad that it's fake. She's mad that she didn't get no cash in her hand.
Katie.
And third of all, I think she deserves a slap in her face because I know if I went to sell my engagement ring behind my husband's back, I would expect him to be mad. So I don't understand why she's confused on why he's upset with her.
Katie, the husband did go behind her back for the ring. I don't know. Ashley?
Yeah, Ashley, what do you want to say to Katie?
Well, we're already in December, so if I was wanting to start saving, I should have already started doing that. I get that. There's a reason why I did what I did, and to be embarrassed and thinking that your husband, like, spent some time and, like, really thought of you and really gave you something special on a day where it meant your relationship, and to find out that that's fake and that he's made, like, no effort to remedy that, I feel like that would hurt anybody's feelings, especially when they're trying to make your Christmas special, even though that they're not in a situation where they can't. So I would think that you should be more compassionate, Katie. I get what you're saying, but come on. Like, okay, well, I get it. We're already in Christmas, but I'm trying, so get over it.
I think maybe you should be a little more compassionate to your husband and accept the fact that he gave you what he could offer you and don't base your love off of a price range.
Okay, thank you very much, Katie. All right, let's go into another caller. Chops, who do we have?
Star has a very interesting point. Star, what did you want to say?
What I have to say to you, Ashley, is basically I don't think that he was right for doing you like that. I feel that you should be seeking legal advice. Because at this point, he's been basically telling you a lie all of this time. And I would have been embarrassed just as well. That's embarrassing.
Thank you.
Saying, well, this is fake. Oh, our relationship has been based off of a lie.
Wow, yeah. So that's deep. So you say seek legal counsel regarding it.
Yes. I think that that's wrong.
Okay, good opinion. Thank you very much, Star. Okay, who do we have next, Chops?
Jessica, I think. Jessica, don't curse, though. You seem, like, pretty heated.
Yeah, okay, no cursing, Jess. What are your thoughts on this, girl?
Hey, don't worry about no cursing here. I understand why she would feel upset about the fake ring at first, but to base it as, like, your whole relationship is a lie on a piece of jewelry, I just think it's highly materialistic. Love is not based on anything that is you can physically hold. And if you're questioning your entire relationship on a ring.
Can you hold honesty? Because I didn't get that either.
Well, no, you can't hold honesty, which you're only helping prove my point. Is, you know, it's just a ring. It's just supposed to be a symbol. It could be a bread tie that symbolizes your love. I think you're putting too much weight on whether or not the ring is real or fake. If you love your husband, then it's not going to matter what's on your hand.
So no, it doesn't, but I would love him to be honest with me about that before.
Yeah.
I do think it would have been a different scenario if he was like, hey, I'm going to give you this huge rock, but it isn't real. And then you're like, okay, whatever, I don't really care. But the fact that he kind of didn't tell you that, I understand that you're upset. But I understand both sides, and I understand that he's upset that you went to sell it, and that was an engagement ring that he gave you.
I wish I had time to get the drop that Material Girl song.
But it's not. She feels blindsided, but he's mad, too. Great opinions. Thank you so much for the call. Who do we have next, Chops?
Jen, what did you want to say?
Hi. I just wanted to say I'm with the husband. Unfortunately, I feel like it's really shallow and very materialistic to think that. You know, your relationship should not be based on, you know, a piece of rock that's not fake, that is fake.
It's not based on that. You know it's not based on that. But for somebody, it's okay for me to be upset at the fact that my husband didn't say, I love you, I can't afford a ring, here's a sterling silver band or whatever. Like, let's just get married in a courthouse. We could have, like, saved on other things. We could have talked about it. But we can't because I'm materialistic. Like, I'm materialistic about a ring when that's so insane.
You feel lied to.
I just can't understand how you don't understand how your husband is upset.
I understand that he's upset. I understand that he's upset at me, but I'm trying to make things better, and he's been lying to me.
I'm not sure how.
I understand you're compassionate for him. Everyone's always going to be compassionate for the guy. I get it.
For the
guy, I get it. He got me a ring. I didn't ask for the ring, so don't lie about it.
Someone would be compassionate for you, but you have a story that you're upset about a fake ring that you were trying to pawn. To try to sell. I would be the same upset. If you don't have the money for Christmas, then you don't spend it.
Mm. Okay.
So have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call. I mean, and you know, money, that stresses us all out. And it's like, obviously, you want to pre-plan months and months, but sometimes you could come on a hard time. So, Ash, I understand. I understand both sides. I understand, Ashley, you being embarrassed, you thinking you had a real ring and it's not real. And then I also understand the husband, you know, your hubby being mad, like, hey, why are you trying to sell the ring I gave you? But then he might be upset also that he's busted because he never fessed up to not getting you a real ring.
And, Ashley, if you listen tomorrow morning for Song of the Day, I'm picking Material Girl for you. So.
No! Oh, Ashley, and I'm sorry, I don't feel like we really helped you at all.
It was like an Ashley
riling it up.
Ashley, when you start speaking to your husband again, will you please call us? Because I'm dying to find out what happens.
I will keep you updated.
But
yes.
We got
Thank you,
girl. And hopefully you guys can save up and you can get your real ring and everything will be all good. You'll have a fabulous Christmas, all right?
Ring pops are 25 cents. Right.
Thanks, Chops. All right, Ashley, thank you so much. That was group therapy. Woo! That was hot.